From WFIU Public Media and the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations, welcome to the Moment of Indiana History podcast with your host, Dan Skinner.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
If a headstone falls in the forest, the Steppe Cemetery. On this moment of Indiana history. While ghost trackers in Evansville keep on the outlook for the Lady in Gray, an apparition in different attire haunts the imagination of paranormal investigators in central Indiana. A spectral Lady in Black is said to lurk in the Steppe Cemetery, deep within the Morgan Monroe State Forest south of Martinsville. The forlorn spot is the final resting place for at least 32 people, mostly young women and children, the oldest of whom passed away in the early 1800s. In the 1950s, visitors began reporting sightings of a lady shrouded in black, hovering on a chair-like tree stump above a stone simply marked Baby Lester. Some claimed it was the ghost of a local woman who'd lost her infant son 20 years earlier. Others recalled a woman named Anna, whose husband and teenage daughter both perished in accidents. The site's mythology also includes a tale of two brothers who dueled to the death in the graveyard for their inheritance. A destination for thrill seekers and, according to local lore, members of an obscure cult, the graveyard suffers more than its share of vandalism. One of 300 burial grounds in Monroe County alone, the Steppe Cemetery has come under the purview of the Indiana Pioneer Cemeteries Restoration Project. The grassroots effort was started in 1997 to identify and preserve just such neglected historic sites. This Moment of Indiana History is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with Bluetooth phone connectivity. Learn more at Acura.com.